This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Here are the facts as we know them. A low-income community contaminated with lead, tens of thousands of people at risk, and a slow, at best, government response. It could be Flint, yes, but I'm talking about the East LA neighborhood of Boyle Heights, where a battery recycling plant sat for decades and where the resulting lead contamination has spread into the soil of neighborhood yards nearby. Recently, $176 million was earmarked for cleanup, which sounds like a win until you find out how much there is to do. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
There are right ways and wrong ways to approach the people who live around the former Exide Technologies plant. The area is heavily industrial, its residents largely Latino, many of them poor. Even just getting to a front door isn't easy. Protective fences surround a lot of houses, lots of dogs. Jessica Prieto knows how to get a homeowner's attention, though. She just taps her fences with a pen, or a clipboard.
So this is how you knock?
Yeah, just in case they have dogs.
Once she's got their attention, there's the hook. Information they really need.
Hi, I'm registering residents to have their soil tested for possible lead contamination.
Prieto is with the group East Yard Communities for Environmental Justice. She signed up a few people today. Not bad for a weekday.
That's fine. Usually during the outreach events that we have, those are like when we get the most signatures.
So that's a right way. A wrong way would be approaching a resident with a microphone, like I did.
Oh, I'm not going to go on your radio.
It's a public radio show. Are you sure?
No, I didn't want to go on your radio.
Okay.
There are lots of other wrong ways to go about getting this community's trust. First off, there's the whole contaminating homes with lead thing, possibly 10,000 within a 1.7-mile radius. That's what the battery recycler is accused of. Exide didn't respond to requests for interview. The California government has also made mistakes. The Department of Toxic Substances Control allowed the company to operate for decades on an essentially obsolete permit. Gladys Limon is an attorney with Communities for a Better Environment.
The pattern of conduct of the agency, in our mind, shows that they have clearly prioritized business interests over securing the health and safety of these communities, which is their mission.
That's a problem because the agency is now in charge of cleaning up residents' contaminated yards, and it needs signed permission from residents just to test the soil. This effort will take enormous community buy-in, but that could be tough, says Lisa Schweitzer, a professor at the USC School of Public Policy.
One of the real problems in this is that communities really have no reason to trust government if they haven't done a good job of being a custodian or steward of the industry prior to this.
The department says it is working to improve that. Ana Mascareñas is Assistant Director for Environmental Justice.
It is about maintaining regular communication, transparency, accountability, and I think that's what we are working towards, especially with this additional funding to be able to do enhanced outreach with the community.
That enhanced outreach includes working with more community groups to do door-to-door canvassing. East Yard Communities recently received a contract to sign people up for testing. Jessica Prieto's, by the way, gotten another signature.
Thank you for stopping by.
Community groups say the department has improved since a new director came in. Some missteps have still occurred, though. Recently, community members fought down an effort to speed the cleanup by exempting it from major environmental protection requirements. So far, about 1,300 yards have been tested and 200 cleaned. The money for the cleanup should cover testing and cleanup of 2,500 yards. Amelia Vallejo's soil was replaced about a month ago. Standing in her front yard, she looks at the new sod.
I think it's great, but the damage has been done. This Exide battery plant has ruined my family for the rest of their lives, with my son being disabled, and he's only 5 years old.
Her son, Michael, is developmentally delayed, mostly deaf, and has vision problems. She attributes this to the lead. California says soil is hazardous if lead's at 400 parts per million. The highest category of contamination is 1,000 parts per million. Vallejo's yard was at 1,500.
Where's John?
Home.
He went home? Where's Michael?
Home.
You're home? Is this Michael's home?
Vallejo says she's disappointed with the state for how it's handled things. Still, she's pushing her neighbors to cooperate and sign up for testing. She doesn't want Michael's home to get recontaminated. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.